Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Software developer Panic unveiled a handheld gaming device called Playmate. The device is just 74 by 76 by 9 millimeters, offering a black and white 2.7-inch display and features two buttons, a D-pad, and a crank on the side as an additional control mechanism rather than for charging. Playmate also includes Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, USB-C, and a headphone jack. Instead of game cartridges, Playmate comes with a season of 12 titles released over time, with new titles unlocked each week. The device launches with Krankin's Time Travel Adventure, designed by Katamari Damacy creator Kita Takashi. Panic expects the device to ship in early 2020 for $149, with pre-orders available sometime later this year. Atari is finally showing off its joystick and controller for its retro VCS console they plan to have finished up before the end of the year. If you're thinking of the classic Atari CX40 joystick, get excited because one of the controllers is a slightly modernized version of the CX40, and it'll have Bluetooth and USB connectivity. The VCS modern controller follows the basic template of other popular controllers in terms of button layout, analog sticks, D-pad, and shoulder buttons. Both the classic and modern controllers are remappable. Atari VCS says the hardware is almost ready for final production, which would match previous statements that the console will be ready by the end of 2019. Walmart began selling its own unbranded Android tablets, offering 8 and 10.1-inch versions. The tablets both feature a 1280 by 800 IPS display, an unnamed quad-core 1.3 GHz ARM processor, 2 GB of RAM, 16 GB of storage, and front and rear-facing cameras. The devices run Android Pie and come loaded with the Google Play Store. The 8-inch model costs $64 and the 10.1-inch is $79. 9to5 Google reports that Amazon is also planning to release a third tablet with an included keyboard accessory. In potential dystopia news, Bloomberg reports that Amazon is working on a wearable designed to detect a user's emotional state based on the sound of their voice. Codenamed Dylan, the device is a collaboration between Amazon's Lab 126 hardware incubator and the Amazon Voice Services team. The wearable would pair with a smartphone app and eventually tailor responses based on emotional state. In 2017, Amazon filed a patent for a system using vocal patterns to determine an abnormal or emotional state, showing a woman sniffling telling an AVS device she's hungry, with a response determining that she had a cold and suggesting chicken soup. Valve announced Steam Chat's mobile app is now free on iOS and Android. The app has many features that the Steam desktop client chat has, including group chats, customizable notifications, and invite links. Valve is also asking for feedback on the app and that features like voice chat are in the works. Apple announced it's working on a new ad system called Privacy-Preserving Ad Click Attribution, which would let advertisers track ads in Safari without tracking individual users and sending cookies. The system would store generic ad clicks on the hosting site with sales conversion data using a randomized 24 to 48-hour delay to prevent profiling of individuals, just submitting a report saying how many successful conversions there were over a set period of time. The system is available in a preview release, and Apple is proposing it as a web standard through the W3C Web Platform Incubator Community Group. The latest version of Tesla's Navigate on Autopilot feature, which arrived in April 3rd, lets cars of owners who purchased enhanced autopilot or full self-driving capability automatically change lanes for what the company calls more seamless driving. The driver has to turn it on first and can cancel an automated lane change in progress by using a turn signal, braking, or holding the steering wheel in place. But Consumer Reports says that in its own test, it found the feature cuts off cars without leaving enough space. It also passed on the right and failed to return to the right lane after a pass, which violates state law in Connecticut. Consumer Reports' Jake Fisher says it does not react to brake lights or turn signals, adding monitoring the system is much harder than just changing lanes yourself. Using the system is like monitoring a kid behind the wheel for the very first time. GitHub launched a new beta feature called Sponsors, which allows users to provide monthly financial contributions to open source repositories and projects with a Sponsor Me button. The feature can also be used to highlight other funding models like Patreon. The program is only open to open source developers at this time. GitHub will match up to the first $5,000 in contributions during the first year of participation and will not charge payment processing fees for the next 12 months. Like other crowdfunding methods, Sponsors also supports tiers for benefits to contributors. A report from the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization found that AI voice assistants reveal submissiveness in the face of gender abuse, presenting docile and eager-to-please helpers that offer inappropriate responses that have remained largely unchanged over the last 8 years. The authors cite the falling percentage of female computer and information science majors since the 1980s in the U.S. as fueling an injection of male bias into voice assistant coding. They recommend companies stop making virtual assistants female by default and program responses that discourage gender-based insults and abusive behavior. Ireland's Data Protection Commission announced the launch of an investigation into Google's data collection for online advertising. The investigation will focus on if Google's handling of personal data in its online ad exchange violated GDPR. And finally, later this month, LG will roll out Amazon Voice Command support for 2019 TVs with a software update. Commands can be sent by the Amazon Voice Assistant app or by pressing the TV remote's Prime Video button. TVs will support skills and routines, as well as control other AVS-enabled devices in the home. The update rolls out in North America, with Europe and Asia getting it in the coming weeks. LG will also update these TVs with AirPlay 2 and HomeKit support later this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.